The Democrats are in an absolute panic because despite the kangaroo conviction of Donald Trump, the Teflon Don still has the support of the majority of Americans.
I'm still shocked and amazed that his supporters would follow him with the lies and distortions that he continues to give to the American people. He says it's rigged. He says if they can do this to me, they can do it to you, bringing in others to cover the lies that he's telling.
Sorry, Grandma. What he means is that if they can persecute him, then they can persecute and are persecuting everyday average Americans, like Douglas Mackey, who was indicted and convicted and sentenced to 7 months in prison for posting a meme. They are particularly concerned that Joe Biden continues to lose more and more of the Democrats' precious black vote.
If you look at current CBS News battleground tracking polling, for example, in Pennsylvania among likely black voters compared to 4 years ago in the exit polls, he's down 10% among them, with former President Donald Trump making gains. Why that matters: elections in Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, the battlegrounds, are all going to be decided by single digits, by maybe four, just five figures. Any erosion of support among key constituencies to the Democratic voting coalition, black voters, younger voters, women, Latinos, is a big alarm bell to the president and his team, and a reason why they've...
There's a reason why they are panicking. Here's old Joe's senior campaign spokesman saying that the reason that they believe so many black people are not supporting old Joe anymore is because the media is no longer able to reach them like they used to.
My colleague Harry Enten had a recent analysis on how Trump is gaining ground with black voters. From his analysis, Trump has doubled his support among black voters from this point 4 years ago, in part because he's polling in a quarter of black voters under 50 in polling analysis. Why is that?
Because Donald Trump is awesome, and they're finally leaving the Democrat plantation, and they're tuning out from fake news networks like yours.
Well, listen, we know right now that we're operating in an incredibly fractured and fragmented media environment, and you still have a lot of young voters in particular who have not yet tuned in to the presidential election. And so that's why this campaign is relentlessly focused on reaching voters where they are right now, not waiting until September or October. Some campaigns have done in the past to reach out to black voters, young black voters in particular, but using every tool at our disposal right now to do so.
Oh, using every tool that they have at their disposal to reach young voters, like TikTok, which old Joe's campaign recently joined, where they have accumulated a whopping 342,000 subscribers or followers. And that is literally the avatar. It's old Joe with laser eyes, because obviously the left can't meme and they are morons. But speaking of TikTok, somebody else just joined over the weekend for the very first time. Of course, that would be Donald Trump, who has in just a few days accumulated 3.3 million followers versus 300,000.
The president is now on TikTok.
It's my honor.
And they're getting so desperate that they just recycled an 8-year-old piece of fake news. The old Trump was caught on a hot mic during an episode of The Apprentice saying the dreaded N-word. Of course, no such audio has ever surfaced. Up until just recently, nobody has ever actually shown their face and said that they personally heard him say that. It was all just a rumor, and multiple sources close say that they heard it. But of course, this is obvious fake news, and it never surfaced because no such thing exists. And so they're so desperate that a former Apprentice contestant came forward and is saying that he personally witnessed Donald Trump say the little word.
Trump seemed to have an issue with this idea all along.
Did you catch that? He rubbed his little nose. That is the ultimate nonverbal tell that someone is lying. And he can't even look in the camera. Just like someone who's lying doesn't like to look you in the eye. It's often a nonverbal cue as well that someone is lying when they can't look you in the eye, because subconsciously they know that they are lying. And so this is the clown who decided to step forward and claim that he personally witnessed Donald Trump say it.
Trump seemed to have an issue with this idea all along. You could see him reacting and shaking his head, wobbling his head, grimacing, wincing.
Can't look in the
before
camera.
Before he said, yeah, but would America buy an... Then he said the N-word, winning. And I remember I was looking right at Carolyn when this was spoken, and she is a very pretty blonde woman whose skin went bright scarlet. And then I looked at Trump to see the reaction that he was giving, like it was some sort of joke, and he was still wincing and bobbing his head, and he was serious.
This man is the worst liar in America. And so now this entire hoax is just being recycled in the media. This from MSNBC. America deserves to know if the rumored racist apprentice tapes exist. Well, obviously they don't. So end of story. Kakala Harris has taken her pandering to a whole new level. This at a recent rally focused on the black vote.
Can I get a witness?
I mean, what's next? Is she going to pander to the Wakandans? Oh, wait, what's this?
To the lovely people of Wakanda, I know you will make the right choice. And as always, Wakanda forever. Paid for by Kamala Harris.
In case you're not up to speed on your Marvel Cinematic comic book universe lingo, Wakanda is the fictional universe in the Black Panther movie. Old Joe just posted on Twitter that black people are the only reason he won the 2020 election, which may actually be true, pandering to them saying, folks, if anyone is wondering whether your vote matters, remember this. Because black Americans voted, I am president. Kamala Harris is a historic vice president, and Donald Trump is a loser. That's odd because over the weekend, while old Joe was in bed, Donald Trump attended another UFC fight, where he was given a hero's welcome.
Also in the building, former President Donald Trump.
And a shout out by Sean Strickland after his victory.
President Trump, you're the man, bro. It is a damn travesty what they're doing to you. I'll be donating to you, my man. Let's get it done.
Let's get it done. Congratulations, sir.
I mean, what's next? Is he going to get endorsed by Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, who is continuing his father's legacy? Oh, wait, what's this? It's a letter from just the other day written by Franklin Graham to President Trump saying, I just wanted to write you today and thank you for your courage and for not giving up and throwing in the towel. So much of America is shocked at this outcome and deeply concerned about the implications for our nation. My prayers are with you, Melania, your children, and the entire family. I stand with you, Mr. President. May God guide and direct your every step. That's right, we're all praying for President Trump and this nation because things are going to get very weird here very soon. And that's our only hope, making an appeal to heaven, which is part of the reason why I have my new Appeal to Heaven shirt available on my online store, markdice.com, or click the link in the description below. The other reason is because the Democrats and the liberal media have deemed this flag that George Washington flew back in 1776 an extremist symbol because one person at the January 6th mostly peaceful protest had it on a flag, and Justice Alito had the flag, an Appeal to Heaven flag, flying outside of his vacation home. I also just released this Teflon Don 2024 shirt, which obviously I was hoping to release upon a hung jury verdict, but I'm still releasing it because he still is the Teflon Don, because none of the lies are sticking. His poll numbers are only going up, and only complete morons actually believe that he did anything wrong. He still is the Teflon Don. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check him out.